I'm puzzled for the simple fact that our campuses in Idaho are safe now. We've had no incidents that require average citizens to be armed on our campuses. The bill really seems to be a solution in search of a problem that has not occurred on our campuses in Idaho anyway. We can find no recorded incident where a victim on a campus has prevented a crime by brandishing a weapon on the spot.
Senator McKenzie and those who agree with him say that there is a problem, and that is that Second Amendment rights should not end when a person walks onto a campus. Why is he wrong?
Well, I think the Second Amendment was designed to protect lives, and the strange thing about this legislation is that I think it may have the opposite effect intended by the Second Amendment. Instead of protecting and saving innocent lives, in a classroom setting with guns ablaze, the additional weaponry in the hands of amateurs could actually endanger more lives and cause accidental casualties.
You addressed this issue in a recent letter to the university community, and you wrote that Boise State reexamined its student safety policies after the shootings at Virginia Tech and also at Northern Illinois University, and that BSU has taken steps to, quote, guarantee our student safety to the very best of our ability. And you also write that university police are estimated to have a 30-second to 2-minute response time if an active shooter situation were to arise on campus. 2 minutes is a very long time in such a situation, and those who want to carry a gun on campus say that's not good enough, and they would be safer if they have the right. So why shouldn't they have that right?
Well, for one thing, if you stop and think about how many people are likely to have these weapons on campus, we have hundreds and hundreds of classrooms in operation any given hour of the day. Now, what's the likelihood? What are the odds that the guy with the gun is going to be in the exact spot where the bad guy with the gun is going to do something? And so even if you have people armed, there's no real guarantee that they're going to be precisely where you need to be to keep somebody safe. But there is, on the other hand, many opportunities for a gun to be misused. There's an opportunity for guns to be misused when it comes to suicides on campus. There's opportunities for guns to be misused if they misfire, if somehow there's some kind of altercation between a faculty member and a student, or between or among students.
How careful do you have to be as a university president who goes in front of budget writers at the state legislature each winter and asks for money on just how much you can say and how critical you can be?
Well, that's certainly an issue. There's no question about it. You hope that legislators can understand the importance of an issue like guns on campus and will respect a president's right to speak out and that it will not affect any other action in the legislature. I don't know how that will pan out. It's certainly something we have to take into consideration. But again, on an issue as important as this, I feel it's my responsibility as someone who was duly appointed by the Idaho State Board of Education to take a position for safety on our campus, and that's exactly what we're doing.
There have been university staff members who have testified at the legislature saying, you know, this is something I would like to be able to do. I'm curious your response to that, how that makes you feel when you hear people that work at the university that you essentially run who don't feel safe on campus.
Well, I have heard from various faculty members and staff members, and there is considerable consternation on our campus. There may be a few, And it must be a very few, who have said, I'm concerned about my safety and I'd like to carry a weapon. The overwhelming majority who have reached out to me are saying they're concerned about the day when students can arm themselves and come into my classroom. So I don't think there's any question. The overwhelming majority sentiment on the Boise State University campus is against guns on campus. Of course, when you have 22,000 students and you have 2,400 employees, you're going to have some people who feel like they'd like to carry no matter where they are, even on campus.